This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Voters in Aspen will see a bond issue on this fall's ballot. It deals with a land purchase, and Elizabeth Stewart Severy is here to break down the details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
So this bond measure, ballot issue 2C, would provide funding to buy property in Woody Creek that the city hopes to use as a reservoir someday. So what's the fine print here?
Well, this is a financing question. So a yes vote means the voter wants the city to use general obligation bonds to buy the property. For the city to take on debt through bonds, they need voter approval. City Council is pretty determined to buy this land in Woody Creek, and this is the option that they are most comfortable with. It's also the way to buy this land that the city's finance department says is most responsible. The ballot question essentially asks if the city can use $3 million in bonds, and that would most likely be repaid through water utility fees.
So this isn't actually a question about whether to build a reservoir or not.
No, it is not. The city does not own water rights to build a reservoir in this spot. There's a lot that needs to happen before we actually start talking about a reservoir. So the city does own rights to build reservoirs on Castle and Maroon Creeks, and they are really hoping to transfer those rights for storage to this location in Woody Creek. For that to happen, it would need to be resolved in state water court. There's no guarantee that that will happen, and it's likely years down the road. Also, the ballot question is not even a question about whether to buy the land or not. Last week, City Council passed a resolution saying that they intend to buy the land regardless of the outcome of the vote.
Okay, so a yes vote is to use bonds to buy the land.
Mm-hmm.
But the city will purchase it regardless.
Right.
So what does a no vote mean?
Well, that's a little less clear. There are other ways that the city could buy the land. One is through using something called certificates of participation. This does not need voter approval, but it would be significantly more expensive than using bonds. The other way would be to pay cash, which could happen. The city has the land under contract for nearly $3 million, and the water fund has just over $3 million in it. So if you do that math really quickly, it drains the water fund quite significantly. And people within the city finance department say this is concerning. It actually breaks some of the policies that the city has in place for maintaining reserves in funds like this. And if there were an emergency during that time when the water fund was really low, we could run into some pretty significant challenges.
So what impact does this ballot question really have on an Aspen resident?
There's not a clear immediate impact to an individual voter. It doesn't mean that there will be a reservoir. It doesn't seem to have a bearing on whether the city will buy the land. It's how a voter thinks the city should finance the move. What's the most responsible way to purchase land that the city is determined to purchase?
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth.
You bet.
I'm Kristen Kay. This is Aspen Public Radio.